Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You cannot see this human suffering and defend it because it is a disaster. It is indefensible.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz accused the White House of turning a blind eye to the immigration crisis at the southern border, with word the Biden administration is considering scrapping Title 42. The health order from March 2020 allowed for the rapid expulsion of migrants in order to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, a Democrat, urged the administration to consult with local officials to develop a plan to ensure a secure and humane process before ending the policy.
Hospitals and border communities are really spread thin, and the nonprofits are overwhelmed. So I want to make sure that we do not pay a price for the failure in Washington, D.C.
The Department of Homeland Security is preparing for an influx of migrants at the border. The daily number of 7,000 could climb as high as 18,000. Russian strikes were reported in areas of Ukraine where a day earlier Moscow said it would cut back military operations. Peace talks in Turkey between Russian and Ukrainian officials have yet to yield any breakthroughs. The United States is providing Ukraine with an additional $500 million.
We are witnessing a generational moment, a historic demonstration of unity and will, and an unprecedented effort by allies to strengthen defense while simultaneously helping those in need.
General Todd Walters, head of the U.S. European Command, expects more U.S. military contributions will be needed in the region when the conflict ends. The Department of Justice is reportedly expanding its probe of the January 6th attack to include events leading up to the preceding rally held by former President Trump supporters. Meanwhile, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says a multi-step reopening of the Capitol is needed to provide more time to rebuild a force depleted by the pandemic and stretched thin after January 6th. He noted attrition has recently improved.
The fact is that there are still people that want to serve their country by being a Capitol Police officer. We've had more success and not seen difficulty in recruiting folks to at least come in through the door.
Manger asked a House Appropriations Subcommittee for a $105.5 million budget increase for fiscal 2023 to hire more officers, which top lawmakers signaled they would support. The National Republican Congressional Committee plans to target 72 Democrat-held or newly created seats in the midterm election, including 33 where President Biden won by a 10-point or greater margin. Meanwhile, the main Super Political Action Committee for House Democrats announced its first major ad reservations for the cycle, including more than $86 million for TV, which is more than the first reservations for the group's 2020 campaign. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.